The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media and the Wrestling Viewpoint Network.
Welcome to another episode of the Gimmick Podcast here on the Wrestling Viewpoint Network and live on RAR.
RAR!
It's the first time we're doing that one in a long time now that we have our bearings. We're going to do a quick episode, kind of like a leading up to Survivor Series. I know you haven't been on the RAW show.
I've not been watching it.
Whatsoever?
Not much.
So what's happening?
I know the champion made his leg explode.
Yeah, he made
so
it happen.
He made it happen.
A match with Kane, no less.
I saw the spot, and it was just one of them things.
Those freak accidents are like that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of unfortunate. I am the Internet Soapbox, Mark Donica, one of your hosts, joined by Mr. Brandon Taylor.
Yep, that's me.
We're going to try to keep it short because we got to watch NXT before we do the NXT After Show live at AfterBuzz TV. I like doing episodes, and because you don't do Raw as often, ever anymore, I see you half as often.
Right.
So
I'm only in one day a week now.
And now we have the 3-hour block of stuff. I miss you, friend. Well, that failed. Anyway, son of a bitch.
Good job.
Let's see what
happened.
Unknown network problem. Whatever.
Good job,
I don't care.
Roar.
So that's why we don't do live shows anymore. Thank you, Ken. Another thing that we're going to do is not curse as much because we're not sailors.
What is that about? Like, is there a line? Do we get a list? Like,
Let's try to stay PG for this one.
Fine.
To try to get on Ken's good graces and see if there's anywhere else we can go. We don't.
Ken is to blame.
No,
kids.
He's not. He's
Ken
fine.
Is the man.
Ken is the
and
man.
He is to blame for this.
Ken is a beautiful, beautiful flower, and
Stallion.
we have nothing but love for him. So Survivor Series is coming up this Sunday, and there's not too many matches already announced. There's the semifinals and the finals, so that's 3 matches of the World Heavyweight Championship tournament.
I just hear people complaining about the people who happen to be winning in the tournament.
Well, Kalisto got into the quarterfinals,
right? And people are like, where?
That's great for him. Are
just
you
leave
kidding?
It alone.
Yeah, let the man have a win.
No. It sucks, cause why him? Cause yeah,
shit.
No.
Nobody cares.
Shut up.
And I just cursed on accident. I'm sorry, Ken. Who gives a crap? Who gives a sh? Actually, not a lot of people give sh because they just keep talking.
They just keep talking. They keep talking. Shh.
There's the women's championship match. Or I'm sorry, the divas championship match.
I heard the uproar over the promo.
Nobody told the Flair family.
Supposedly.
You
know what? I'm sure Charlotte knew, and I'm sure she told everybody. I'm absolutely sure of it.
What do you think about it? So for those of you who didn't see Raw for some reason, Paige used Reed Flair's death in the storyline, and it's just one of those. I know it's one of those things where somebody had to okay it beforehand, but it's still like it's a little bit too close for me. Like the Paul Bearer one, I was like, oh yeah, he would have totally liked that.
Yeah.
But for this, maybe Charlotte's like, well, it's my decision
to
make.
Charlotte okayed it because
yeah.
I'm sure Paige would not say that if Charlotte wasn't okay with it. If we can just get into the backstage politics of things, there's no way you could get her to say that. But what I think it's doing is evoking the right emotional response from everybody, like, whoa, she went way too far, which is what everybody really wants.
And now they're interested.
Right, and now everybody's invested. They're like, whoa, what's going to happen? She can't possibly win the championship after saying all
that. Charlotte's
got
to beat the crap out of her.
Yeah.
But speaking of Paige's backstage persona, so Miz and her are doing this new Santa's Helper.
Yeah, I saw one of the promos.
Did you see the Maria one? The one where they were on E?
No.
So Miz is very well documented as a well-spoken public speaker.
Yeah,
like
sure.
He's like, yeah. So hi, I'm Mike Mizanin. I play the Miz on WWE. So he's very good at that.
That guy.
So when they were doing the junket for it, he was in that mode. But Paige was in superstar Paige mode.
Oh,
so
that got weird.
It did, because there was a spat between her and Maria on E! News. Where it was so weird because
was Mike Mazzana in the middle going like, huh? I don't know what's happening.
Well,
right
it
now.
it was junket, so it was the two of them facing a camera, and Maria was facing a camera talking to them like satellite.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
it was like that, but it started with really really weird and awkward. Like, hey Maria, remember that one time you tried to be a diva? That was funny. Like, so just like really like what a bitch. Like, super. It's total character.
Maybe
it's totally
this,
her
maybe
character
this
that she's
is
going right
going
now.
Going somewhere? I'd have to imagine
Maria going for a third match.
Maybe she is that ambitious.
She is, and she's also Maria Bloody Menounos,
yeah,
and can do whatever the hell she
yeah,
wants.
She's kind of the boss.
Bless her. No, she is the boss. She is my boss.
I
she is
know.
The boss. So there's. There's the women's title match, the Divas title match, the tournament, and then there's the tag team match, the Brothers of Destruction versus two of the Wyatts.
Okay.
And they announced that there is going to be a traditional Survivor Series matchup.
Oh yeah.
No participants announced whatsoever. They said, we'll tell you.
We'll figure it out here.
So it might be said in like a SmackDown prepackage or like a re-recording to like tape over, because
yeah,
it wasn't announced at the live event.
Really?
Yeah. Depending on when this goes out and when SmackDown's
airs. When is Survivor Series?
Sunday.
It's not really,
it's
is
Sunday.
It? Oh, you guys are terrible.
And there was rumor that Breeze and Ziggler were going to be in the pre-show. So
it's
there's that.
Doing like a mirror spot? Like, which one's which?
Fighting.
Oh.
It's a wrestling show, hobo.
I know, but they look really close to
Is that
to
the
identical.
Thing? Is that a thing?
A thing where they look alike and you put two guys that look alike and make them wrestle each other because there's no reason why that should happen.
Well,
you keep them away from each other.
What do you think about the show? What do you think about that card? So Del Rio, Ambrose,
okay,
Owens, Reigns.
Del Rio, Ambrose. I'm in on that.
Let me double check that. I might have that mixed up.
Because,
but,
I mean, just the structurally, that makes a lot of sense to me. Those two guys have very, very different styles, and I think they'll complement each
you
other.
You didn't see the match
right
on Monday.
Way. No.
You didn't see Del Rio and Kalisto.
Check,
dude,
brother.
Del Rio was super stiff on Monday. and almost like reckless.
Really?
No, maybe not reckless. Maybe that's overselling it a little bit.
Well, who's he wrestling?
Kalisto.
Oh. Well, they may know each other. I don't know if they don't. They might be friends.
It's there was a missed spot that was saved really quickly, but it was,
and he just gave him the
and
receipt.
But that's then also like Kalisto's mask came off at one point. I don't know if that was
off.
Ooh. So it was like the announcer sold it and all of that, but it was weird. Like, it was just a weird timing error that probably shouldn't have been there. Just because these guys probably have wrestled before, or it seems like, and this is going to sound really weird, but I mean it in a wrestling sense, they speak the same language.
Oh, well.
Like, they have styles
yeah,
that
suppose.
Are very compatible.
Yeah, they should.
Or they
styles
should.
That are
they
very
should.
Compatible.
So.
I don't know.
It was
maybe you can blame nervous energy for that. Maybe Kalisto sort of cracked under the pressure.
I've heard
in the past that he's had a little bit of trouble adapting.
Yeah.
So
the spot
sort of
was
continue that, but I don't want to peg that on.
No, him. I don't either. It was it could have been just an off night for either one of the guys. Who cares? His the handspring into the ropes into backcracker. And missed, and Kalisto just kind of fell, and it looked like a dodge, and then Del Rio picked him back up and gave him the backcracker.
Oh, gave it to him anyway.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's like, all right. So that was a missed spot, but who cares?
Right.
They saved it. All right. So let me double check. No, it's Reigns and Del Rio, and Owens and Ambrose. Less interested?
Owens and Ambrose. Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd have liked to see.
The other way around.
Yeah, just have that switch. Because Reigns and Owens, that could be a power contest.
It could.
And then having Del Rio and Ambrose would be sort of like skill versus street fight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's the guy who's really well-polished versus the guy who will just punch you in the mouth.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually a better way to go, and that's more interesting.
Well, I mean, we'll see that at some point, just because of how Del Rio is being handled right now.
I agree.
Are the finals as predictable as you think?
I have no clues in the finals.
Well, that's the thing.
Is that the finals?
Those are the semifinals, and whoever wins goes to the finals.
I know
Ambrose Reigns.
I know WWE does not like predictability. Mm-hmm. If people are saying things are going one way, they'll turn it so that it doesn't go that way. It may end up being Del Rio still holding.
They're Owens and Del Rio are both still holding, so they got out of having a title match for both of those guys.
That's interesting. That's interesting to me because it neither helps nor hurts their chances after what Rollins did, because they proved that they could do it. But would they do it twice in a row? So that hasn't happened with the
Intercontinental Championship yet. That's never been a thing. Like Ultimate Warrior could have done it, but he just dropped the title. Right. So it could be. So that's the card that Owens going off of. Speaking of Owens.
So the winner is going to end up doing like
second match double duty.
Double duty. Yeah. I figured.
Yeah.
So
the predictability is Ambrose Reigns.
Yeah. Yeah.
But another predictability is just because he hasn't been, he was just in a first round and then nothing.
Yeah.
Sheamus.
Oh.
This seems like the perfect time to get the briefcase off of Sheamus.
No, that's also what I'm hearing is whatever happens, Sheamus comes in and cashes and that's it.
That's what I would love. If that's the case, I don't think it should matter who wins the finals, you know?
Okay, here's what you do. Owens goes over, Ambrose goes over, Ambrose-Owens, which will have everybody watching. Everybody will watch that. Yeah. And that'll be a good contest, because Owens can beat the crap out of Ambrose, and Ambrose can come back like from the bottom.
And Reigns can still come out in Ambrose's corner.
Yeah, he still can do that and sort of support him and whatever. And then you have Ambrose go over, super babyface. Sheamus comes out, takes the belt. You build Ambrose and Sheamus because everybody hates Sheamus and everybody really loves Ambrose because Ambrose is Roddy Piper.
Yes.
So you have Roddy Piper versus Sheamus and it works perfectly. I think that actually would work really well for them. They can build that to pay-per-views and they can build that to WrestleMania if they wanted.
And somebody brought up that the...
Do a gimmick match at WrestleMania, like a ladders match at WrestleMania.
All the way to WrestleMania, think?
Well, I don't give a shit.
Well, because of...
Fucking future booking.
Yeah, but I think you should keep Reigns until it's Rollins. I think Reigns has to beat Rollins for his first championship.
Oh, so it comes full circle. Yeah, I like that story.
Remember when Roman had the hernia surgery?
Yes,
and missed their match.
Yeah,
Rollins is now missing their match due to a surgical thing.
Mm.
So now that's two times where they haven't been able to meet, and it hasn't been in a row, so that would have been like oh my God, but that's something that WWE can pull from and just be like, it's a date with destiny.
Storied
or something
history.
Like that.
Yeah. So they have tons of video footage and a huge thing to push. Like, oh, this has been happening forever.
Yeah, yes, just keep,
now it's here.
And keep Roman on the down low and slowly building like they have been since WrestleMania. And he'll start to get over a little bit more naturally because he is getting over. He's talking less and kicking more ass, which is why everybody liked
him
in the first
place.
Yes, he is.
He's really good at it.
And it's pretty damn impressive. Mm-hmm. Everybody's thinking of like a sort of deadly game heel turn.
Deadly
and it's like,
game.
Well, no, remember the Survivor Series title tournament where Rock turned heel, became the corporate? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Deadly game! It's
so climactic. That sounds like a 007 film.
Deadly game. Yeah, that's going to be the first one with Idris Elba. It's going to be Deadly Game.
Idris Elba in Deadly Game.
Beautiful. I love it. So aside from that, Charlotte going over, Wyatt's going over?
How can they possibly go over? No.
What better way to propel the Wyatts into the next flipping dimension than literally and figuratively, seriously, is to have them go over on The Undertaker on his anniversary?
I agree with that. but I just don't know if they're ready to go. Oh, I didn't silence my phone.
Yeah, whatever, you unprofessional jerk.
I don't know if they're ready to actually take that chance unless they really, really want to build that whole thing with the Wyatts. That's sort of the question.
Now that he has all their powers and stuff, whatever, just let it happen.
I mean, it's...
And then they could do tag match at WrestleMania to bring him back. Do Buried Alive or something. What?
Yeah, do a big match. Not a tag match.
Yeah.
How anticlimactic.
Tornado Buried Alive.
Bleh. Tornado Buried Alive. You have to bury a team of people
now.
Exactly. So you have a mass grave at WrestleMania.
Yeah. And then all four Wyatts get buried, literally and figuratively.
Oh, God. No, I don't want that.
See, but the thing is, you keep putting the Wyatts up against these essentially these high level opponents and these big name opponents, and they never win. They do win. Worse. And it's not to say that they never win, but they do win, but usually where it doesn't count.
Right.
Bray's got the powers and stuff. At the very last minute, strike Taker with lightning or something, or have him use the powers, because you didn't see the Druid spot.
I saw him wield lightning.
But you didn't see the Druid spot.
I did. I saw the dudes in the Druids with lightning masks.
So the Druids came out tailing Undertaker and Kane, and then when the Wyatts came out, all of a sudden they had the lamb masks on. And it was just like, oh, and then skinny dudes. But there's one dude that Taker literally threw, like, he could have thrown him up and then caught him in the air for a choke slam back down. He was like 20 pounds.
Like, my planet needs me. He just keeps flying into the air.
I'd be surprised if Tumblr hasn't made that a GIF yet.
Yes.
So it looks like it's going to be a pretty fun pay-per-view. Survivor Series usually are. And depending on who is in the 5-on-5...
New Day's got to be in it.
Usos, Ryback. That was a 3-on-3 that they've been pushing.
All right,
they did that on Monday.
Expect that.
And then you've got two other tag teams on either side.
Right.
Maybe. Oh God, I would love to see them pair Ascension with New Day just to see that dichotomy, and see if they can help at all with Ascension trying to get over.
I would love to see Ascension in like blue leather as opposed to
like the black and red.
Yeah, baby blue leather.
Maybe Primetime Players on the other side too, because I miss them too.
Yes,
Titus has been wrestling singles for the past couple of weeks.
Where the hell did D. Young go?
He's around clearly, but ever since the Dudley showed up, Primetime Players have just been off TV, which I don't like.
No,
they're one of the best tag. The first, well, not the first because they make you play a particular match. I guess the first free match that I played on 2K was PTP versus New Day. And I had so much fun. I love Titus. I love D. Young. I love the New Day. Just let them fight.
Like, you just had to build them. You didn't, like, they just sort of stopped.
I think
they thought it was getting stale with the crowd. I have no clue.
Dude,
all right.
Okay.
I'm having Titus, my own problems right now.
Titus and Darren Young are two of the only guys who can, on the mic, combat the New Day.
Right.
And I think that it could be a thing where maybe these guys are too similar and nobody will be able to decide who to like. But how bad of a problem is that?
Are they worried about people going, well, this is racist. You have just the black people fighting each other. And come on now. Because they're so equally matched on so many levels.
They're two of the best tag teams on the main roster right now.
And Titus O'Neil has the strength of two people.
He does.
So it's a 3-on-2, so they're automatic baby faces. Their hot tags were so goddamn hot.
No matter who was doing the hot tag.
Right.
Especially because Titus, it took a lot to get him down, so when you would finally get DeYoung in, he would be there with the speed, whereas Titus would be in there with the power.
Just pew, pew, pew with DeYoung.
So good.
It made so much. I don't know what. And then you bring in the Dudleys, which is good. I think they're, you know what it is? They're freaking out because of their ratings. Yeah. It's the only thing makes any conceivable sense.
They had a really low rating a couple weeks ago.
Bring in the Dudleys. Just like freak out, panic, do something drastic.
Well, speaking of bringing old guys on Raw, so next week Raw's in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And you know who's from Nashville, Tennessee?
Cowboy
James Storm.
Oh.
He tweeted interesting or something. Sorry about your damn luck. So
he loves to troll though.
He does, but
that's his favorite thing.
If Cena was doing the US title match, that would just explode people's brains.
Here's the problem though. He's not.
No, that's but also Del Rio for a Mex America thing could be like, I want to face the best thing that Tennessee has to offer. And
is he going heel or face, Del Rio?
It seems like
when
it's
he came
heel.
Back, he was a face.
It seems like it's. I don't know what. I don't know. Don't know. Zeb can go either way because he's that damn talented.
I want you at home to hear my eyes roll.
It's pretty gross.
Can you hear that?
It's pretty disgusting. What do you think about Billy Gunn?
I have no. Okay, well, I mean, I was talking with our friend Carlo Cannon about it, and he's like, "Hey, man, I don't know what's up, but those test levels were insane."
No, it's like almost 10 times normal.
Yeah,
And no,
I don't know what. No. I don't know. I have literally no clue.
It's one
of the weirdest stories because WWE didn't even supposedly test him. They just went off of the other test they didn't conduct. And
which is why it's like months later.
Right.
But also
in July.
But at the same time, this doesn't seem permanent. This isn't like Hulk Hogan level.
It doesn't make. I don't like. He's a trainer. Mm-hmm. Like I.
It could. It could. There's a possibility that it could lead to, with the elevated testosterone, he could have an ill effect on the kids coming in.
Arguably.
By being too amped up, could get too frustrated at somebody not getting a thing.
It sort of explains tough enough a little bit. Like, he was super cool. They didn't yell really loud! I'm like, okay, all right.
That's pretty great.
Easy there, Billy.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. A little manic today.
He'll be back in a year.
In a year?
I don't think it'll...
Well, he's like Hunter's, like one of Hunter's best friends in the world.
And also a great trainer.
Right.
So
there's that.
They're doing it like, oh, well, I mean, yeah, I guess wellness tests, sure. Yeah, we got him. Because how many times has somebody failed a wellness test and then come back? too many to count,
motherfuckers. Well, the problem is they didn't even suspend him.
No.
But that's the problem. It's because he wasn't talent that they couldn't suspend him because the wellness policy doesn't really apply to non-talent.
They had
so
to do
like,
something.
Well, I don't know what to do. We have to fire you, I guess. Yeah.
It's like, well, he's tested a clear bill of health, so we've decided to bring him back on because he's just that damn good.
Right. He peed, we drank it, it tasted okay, we hired him back.
Pretty good. Mm. Oh, speaking of peeing and drinking it and like it, Johnny LaCuasto. No, that's not. That was a bad transition.
That was good.
Well, no,
that's accurate.
It just reminded me of something. We're thinking of doing a wrestling movie watch along for Popcorn Talk.
Oh,
and
man.
I was like, have you seen The Wrestler? Oh yeah. I said no.
Yeah.
1972's The Wrestler with Vern Gagne, and he's like, and Ed Asner. No, that sounds amazing. He's like, it's pretty amazing.
We could bring David on that.
Yeah,
he knows that really well.
That's not a bad idea at
all. Nice
Dave
little crossover.
Marquez.
Yeah.
And Steven's all about them cross promotions and like, oh, let's get an actual person here.
We need to cross promote our Hollywood show as well.
Yeah.
We need to do that.
That would work. Okay. Well, let's get that in the books.
All right.
Any huge wrestling stuff that you really want to talk about or any ideas for like the rest of the year or just any general smack talk? We got to play 2K16. You haven't played it yet.
I haven't played it at all. And everybody's asking me, what do you think of this? I don't know. I'm a hobo. What do you want?
I'm a hobo. But why do I have a $400 game system and a $60
right.
game to follow it?
I think they just go, well, you hang out with all of them. I'm like, I'm busy. I'm busy doing hobo work.
Well, so the thing was, I got my copy of the game the day it came out, downloaded it, tried to do creative, and it's just terrible. But it just takes too long.
Yeah.
And I don't have a lot of time. So it goes from there, and I played a couple of matches. I didn't start any of the actual modes, but it's fun. And then I sold my PlayStation 4 to get the Darth Vader PlayStation 4 that just came out yesterday.
Big Star Wars mark.
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, let me tell you, because I got a launch PS4, and the physical system itself has improved a lot in terms of how it runs and the actual buttons on the system.
Okay.
So that for an update, awesome. Two, yes, I'm a Star Wars mark, but whatever. there's a damn Star Wars show that I'm the host of. Thank you, Ken. So it was, but it was $400. Got Darth Vader on the side. Comes with the game, and then four other games.
Yeah, and you told me the price you paid for it, and I went, well.
To be perfect, I didn't pay a dollar of my own money to pick it up. I traded in a whole bunch of stuff. Had some leftover money.
That's hard to beat.
Exactly. That's why I was like, you know what? It's not going to be huge. It's not going to be any sort of skin off my back. I had all the stuff I wanted to trade anyway. Whatever. I'm going to get.
Do you pay a lot in back skin?
What do you mean?
You said it's no skin off your back. Do you pay in back skin?
I wish I did, because I got some extra back here. It's not really fun.
Fat back.
Is there anything big from NXT that you want to talk about, since we are here to talk about NXT at some point?
We're going to do that anyway.
Shut up.
How about we talk about the fact that there's no Breaking Ground this week for
literally
no explained reason,
that's
which is why
thing.
We're not busy right now.
Probably editing.
Really?
We do have to.
Can't be. Come on.
It's possible.
They're shooting the second season right now.
But it might be due to travel and going to Europe and prepping for the tour and this, that, the other thing. Don't know what department is responsible for editing that, if they go external or if it's all in-house.
They literally have a film department.
No, I know.
They have to go in-house.
But that's the thing. You never know, because Divas isn't isn't edited in-house.
Because that's E.
Exactly. But yeah. So you don't
know
if...
This is their network. It's normal for them to do it in-house.
How great is it to make something and then go, you know what? We're busy. Why don't you do that? And we'll just pay you. It's pretty great.
It's why they run a multi... A billion dollar corporation. So that you literally have everybody you need to just go, you there.
Yeah,
you
why not?
There. Everybody gets an episode to edit.
It works. That'd be great. Don't know why. Don't really care. But it's it's a good show so far. We are doing an after show for it every week except this week on AfterBuzz TV. So if you go look that up, both on iTunes and on YouTube, we're actually running a contest. Haven't plugged it at all this show. NXTeam.Spreadshirt.com. We've got a whole bunch of new gimmicks since the last time we put it up there. Actually, we ordered some recently. Thanks to all of you lovely folks who got it. We used that credit to buy some of our own gimmicks.
Yeah.
Those actually came in today.
Good.
So if you weren't bolting out after NXT, I was like, oh hey, let me go grab them and then you can get yours and show everybody the weird. I got Solomon Krang just because.
Okay. Yeah.
I got Solomon Krang and Eat Sleep Gonk Repeat.
I like it. It makes me laugh. I just don't think I could wear it. I can't pull off.
I think I would only wear it here.
Yeah.
Like I'll wear it for the show and for Breaking Ground.
Sure you could
and
wear
if
it,
we do press.
You could wear it other places and people would look at you and go, what the hell is that?
No, I'll just wear it to WWE shows and everybody goes, is that Apollo Crews and.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So the reason I bring up the store is we're doing a contest. If we get up to, what did I say, 20? I think I said 20 on the show.
Yeah.
20 Breaking Ground iTunes reviews. So if you go to, if you look at Breaking Ground, we're one of the first things, if not the first thing.
Who else is covering it?
Breaking Ground is just a phrase, so somebody could have picked it up for something. If you leave a podcast review, once we hit 20, it could be good, negative, whatever, but we would appreciate some constructive comments. We're going to be giving away something on the store, whatever you choose, whether it's one of our frosted mugs, a shirt, not a sweater, though. Those are flipping expensive. So,
because we're not breaking our banks to fund this contest.
We love you, but we're poor. Christmas is coming up.
We don't have contest insurance.
We don't have cont. So, I just like the break off of that. Breaking Ground's been a pretty good show so far. I mean, we've really said all that we've had to say about it on the show. Well, I mean, on the show, that's what it's there for.
Right. We could have said a lot more, but yeah. Not having Kathy here is a detriment because she's her, and she's got actually decent opinions.
She does.
What some of the internet has to say.
Well, dude, we've got... I like all of our different perspectives on that show.
Yeah.
Instead of just being... Baron Corbin is cute, and I don't see...
No, he's not cute. He's, like, smoky hot. Like, he's, like, a little threatening and a little scary. Like, maybe he would come up to you, maybe choke you a little. Like, just a little.
He's bacon.
It's hot.
He's like bacon, but you don't chew it.
Yeah.
He's a full strip of bacon going down my throat.
Like bacon that you can wrap around the tailpipe of his motorcycle and it would get hot.
That's the Wrestling Viewpoint Network live. Ken Knapsack, we love you.
I hope he's rolling when he listens to this.
I really do. See what happens when we don't rely on cursing and foul language.
We start talking about, you know, big dudes choking women.
For sexual
gratification.
You
she
start
wanted
talking
it.
Of...
We kept it okay. It's okay if she wants it.
You 50 Shades of Breaking Ground, I guess.
Yes, yes. Mm. 50 Shades of Baron.
So I guess that'll do it for this episode. Of the Gimmick Podcast, we're excited to see what happens on... The reason why I like doing it is because we do NXT every week, and we mostly talk about everything that we can for that show that week, but we don't talk about main roster stuff too often.
No, we don't.
And especially now that you're not really on Raw anymore, we don't...
I haven't been on Raw in, let's say, a month.
No, more than a month. You've been a couple months.
No, it's
month
been
and a
since,
half?
It's been since last month. Okay. I want to say like middle of
month. But you're busy. Really quick, I mean, wrap up so that...
busy.
To go, put yourself over, talk about what you're doing so that we can get NXT rolling in here.
I am training people at CWFH Training on Twitter is where you can follow me and all the exploits of training. We've got Rocky Romero training tonight.
Oh, you do?
That'll be cool. Yeah.
Rocky's... Flipping love
Rocky. He's really brilliant.
Is Alex coming in again, too?
I'm not sure. He might not. Last week we had Ricky Reyes in as well as Alex Kozlov. We had Ricky Reyes, Rocky Romero and Alex Kozlov in one ring. Like, that is a faction. Like, that is a wrestling faction, because all three of those guys have been tag teams, so that's just a wrestling faction at this point. So that's what's up. NXTeam.Spreadshirt.com is where you can buy the shirts.
And we put up a new one of yours, and we're two of yours, actually. Ho F and Bo.
Ho F and Bo.
And
because it's so original. It's so original. Too sweet, bro.
There we go. We did it.
So original.
We did it.
Yeah.
You're hardcore.
I'm hardcore.
He's hardcore.
Yeah.
And then the I'm a Hobo in Rainbow, which just ended up working out.
I was just drunk. I said it, and then I went, oh, wait, that's smart.
It's pretty great. Kathy Kelly's I'm a Kathy Kelly Guy.
I'm
a Kathy Kelly girl, if you are a girl, Ken. And we're going to be doing some giveaways for those, just because Kathy's a nice person.
Yeah, she doesn't want any of her own stuff.
No, stay tuned for that. But we've got some fun stuff that's been going up. Maybe every couple of weeks we put up a new thing just because we get another stupid idea.
Right.
But nxteam.spreadshirt.com. If you follow me on Twitter at SoapboxMark, it's big Star Wars stuff. I'm really excited about next week's Star Wars show. We're getting Bruce Green from Funhouse, who's from Rooster Teeth.
Oh.
I'm super stoked about that. I'm kind of a fanboy. I hope I don't freak out. But he's just a funny dude, and he's a huge Star Wars mark too. So that's just going into the deeper connection that AfterBuzz has with Rooster Teeth.
Nice.
And I'm really stoked about that. And just been playing Battlefront. And then video game. I just don't want to burp into the microphone. That's rude.
So you make a weird noise.
Yeah, but it's away from the microphone.
That's
the classy part. Soapbox Mark on Twitter. CWFH Training.
At CWFH Training.
And if you want to talk to the hobo, you can tweet at True Hobo. If you want to tweet at Catherine Kelly, that is at Catherine Kelly. And the last one, if you want to... I can't think right now. Anyway, Wrestling Viewpoint Network, you should follow them, because that's where you get the direct updates that we go live, because our live stuff isn't working too well anymore. They're at, because we're on the network.
We're
at Wrestling VN, and you can follow them on Twitter, and then that's where all of our posts go up. It's a good time. I like doing the gimmick with you, Hobo.
Thank you.
I hope that we get to do it more often. We can schedule it out so that we actually have an opportunity to do it in the studio all the time,
because
that's the easiest. But if not, whatever, we'll keep doing it. We have our own schedule. Ken's nice enough to us to have us have our own schedule, and we really appreciate that. So I was going to say the hobo, but you're not the hobo.
No.
For Brandon Taylor, for Ken Knapsack, and for the Wrestling Viewpoint Network, thank you for listening to the Gimmick Podcast. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.